Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday at a Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Hope everybody had a nice weekend. Ready for some action coming up. A lot of action coming up here in the next few weeks. So, hey, man, hope everybody get ready. Get up, do their things. Good racing will be going down between this weekend and the end of the year. So, hope everybody getting prepared to do what they got to do to try to make action to close this year. We'll have a good show tonight. Hope people get locked in, talk about some races and some of the things going on in the grudge game. Before we get to that, though, you know, as we always do every week, want to get Ernie on. There, Ernie, come on and do his thing, the great tech tips. Just to let people know, Ernie's a good guy, man. He's stepping up, doing things for the grudge races. We'll see. Got some special Ernie doing. Atomic Dog showing up racing show. He stepped up. Sponsored some nicest balls that we're going to give away in these shootouts to have to close out the year. So, hey, man, we always want to take a hat off Ernie for doing what he's doing. Appreciate it. Hey, brother dude, man, Ernie, how you doing out there tonight?
Hey, Tracy, man, I appreciate the kind words. I'm glad to step up and help you guys. I mean, you know, you're the one that got this thing going good, and I enjoy the dickens out of it. What I want to talk about tonight is, if y'all didn't catch our show last night on the Ask Ernie Tech show, we did a show with Pro Systems carburetors and went into some really in-depth stuff, but to give you some quick what we talked about last night was one of the questions I asked was, is it really important to seal the carburetor to the hood scoop? And his thing was that if you thought about it as a hose pipe, and if you put water in it, any place that you think that the water would escape from, the air is going to escape. And how important that is that a 3/8 inch hole in a Pro Stock air scoop, hood scoop, costs the driver 1.1 miles per hour and 11 horsepower. Now, just think about that. A 3/8 inch hole. So if you've got your pan from the pan to the hood and it's not sealed up good with a close, dense cell foam rubber, you're going to be losing horsepower because the air can't get into it. If the car is leaving the starting line at 110, 120 degrees and it's sucking that air into the motor, that's costing you horsepower on the starting line. But when you get on the big end, when it's now wanting to breathe this 80-degree air or 70-degree air, and it's not getting into the carburetors, it's not doing you any good. You've got to have that pan sealed off. And the hood scoop does not create any boost until about 150 miles an hour. That surprised me. I was always under the impression that once you got going good, that the hood scoop is going to start forcing the air into the motor. Doesn't seem to work that way. Before it builds up enough pressure to make a difference in the horsepower gains, you've got to be running approximately 150 miles an hour. You know, and when you think about that, in the eighth mile, you've got to have a pretty strong car. I mean, I know there's some cars out there running 220, 230, but that's how important sealing up the hood scoop to the carburetors is. make sure that the carburetor jetting is the proper size for the motor. Just because you get a Dominator out of the box doesn't mean that it's right for your motor. We have found in all the years we've been working with motors that certain combinations need a certain jet size. If you've got a small block, 420 inches, 450 inches, you're going to be in the 82 to 84 range on your main jets and your carburetors. In the 600-plus range, you're going to need to be in the 88 to 90 range. Now, you got to remember, we're making nitrous horsepower. We're not worrying about normally aspirated. If you're talking about normally aspirated, you're going to be 6, 7, 8 numbers higher than that. But the signal changes so much when the nitrous comes on because it creates its own vortex, its own suction through that carburetor, and the signal in that carburetor changes completely and starts flooding the fuel into the intake. So we're not only tuning for the what the motor wants to get you to the starting line, to get you staged, and to get you to launch. We've got to make sure that on the big end of the track, when the motor's turning those RPMs, the nitrous, all your stages are nitrous are running, that we don't get the carburetors to just flood the motor. If you do and you've got too big of jets on the big end of the track, you're going to end up running rich, which is going to take a piston out, and you're going to lose cylinders. You're either going to be extremely rich in holes or you're going to hurt your motor. So making sure that you got the right jets in the carburetor are just as important as tuning the nitrous system for going rich or lean. You know, these are some really important things, guys. And, you know, you don't think four numbers on a carburetor. You go, yeah, you know, I'm running 92s. Man, the difference between 92s and 88s could be a tenth and a half. You know, just because, and also don't look at somebody else's combination and try to put it into your motor. That is just about a surefire way that you're going to cost yourself an engine. Every engine is different. Doesn't matter if it comes down on the assembly line or somebody hand builds these motors. Every motor, every combination, every camshaft is different from the next. Heads, you know, you may have the brand new set of Pontiac heads. The guy might have a set that's 2 weeks old, 2 weeks older than yours. That's the type of little subtle changes that may have been in a porting program that can change the tune-up on a motor. So never argue with your motor. It's telling you what it wants. If it's telling you I'm rich, you better get some fuel out. If it tells you I'm lean or I'm lean in number four, okay, go over there and do something with number four. Add a little jet on the nitrous system on the fuel side, richen up that one hole. These things can save you a lot of money and can give you actually free horsepower. Like I say, the tip on sealing up your carburetor is good. That's free horsepower. It doesn't cost you anything. The proper oil in your motor, it's free horsepower. You know, do you need to run a high-volume oil pump on your motor? No. A high-volume fuel pump takes 5 to 7 horsepower to turn, and it's not going to do you any good. Yes, you say it's a high-volume pump. It's going to move more oil. Well, your motor's already got more oil than it can stand. If the motor is built properly, Chevrolet says, a small block motor will run forever on 3 pounds of oil pressure. Oil pressure is nothing but a restriction. The only way you can build pressure is to restrict the flow. And that's what happens in oil pressures with the oil pumps. If you're getting 40 pounds of oil pressure, that's all you need. Why do you want to give up 5 to 7 horsepower by changing the oil pump? Round track people, pro stockers, none of those people run high volume oil pumps. A lot of you guys with the dry sump systems, you don't have that problem because you're running a belt drive, and the belt drive itself is extremely parasitic. it eats horsepower to turn that belt. You're also running a vacuum pump, and that's to get rid of the pressure on the bottom of the crankcase. That takes horsepower. So on the guys that are running an internal oil pump, oil pickup, don't put in high-volume oil pumps. Don't put in the high-volume springs. Run your standard springs, a good clean-flowing oil filter. Your motor will like it better. It'll take less horsepower to turn it, and you'll go faster. Tracy, that's what I got for you tonight. You know, we do the Ask Ernie Tech Tips on Monday night, Blog Talk Radio. If you got any questions, you give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROS. And, Tracy, here again, I want to thank you all for letting us come in and put these bottles up for your racers. And maybe next year we can get in a little bit earlier and work with you in different ways.
We're definitely going to do that, honey, and I want to appreciate what you do. But I got one person, man. We got a lot of young racers out here, and I hear guys say certain stuff, and I mention stuff to them, and sometimes they you know, you just said it, but sometimes they hate to listen. A lot of guys out here, you know, especially guys that build these street cars, they like to go buy these new carburetors and put on these motors, drive them on the street, and, you know, you try to tell them, hey, man, you know, probably check that thing down. But for some reason, they feel like just because the aisle is real good, you know, straight out the box carburetor, and a lot of these things come with some 90-something jets in them, and they street cars, they have a hard time accepting change. So, hey, I know right off the bat, man, you know you got a car like that, man, you got a carburetor straight out the box, one of the big old Dominators, you know, they like it because it's big. It's one of the new tricks of the week. Guys have a hard time thinking if they jet that thing down, they're actually going to get better performance. You know, you just hit the nail on the head saying about checking it down. But, you know, just tell some of these guys with these street cars that getting these big carburetors straight out of the box, just going to aisle do it don't mean it's going to always perform good when you want it to run.
That's exactly correct. There's three different stages on a carburetor. You've got the idle circuit. Butterflies are cold. I mean, butterflies are closed. You've also got when it the butterfly first breaks open. When it first breaks open, it accelerates the signal into the carburetor. So you've got to have your air bleeds correct size for it to work off idle. You've got to have a power valve adjusted right for what you're going to be doing that with. As it starts opening up, the main jets start taking over. And if your main jet's too big, you go to accelerate. The car off the starting line, idles good, falls on its face, stumbles a little bit, then picks up and starts running good. Your main jets are too big. Your power valve adjusts the signal, so when it's just coming off idle, how much fuel to put in there. So you've got to, even with a race car, if you've got a car that's staging in good, idles good, you come up on the light, you go to the floor, the car leaves, bumps over and falls down, and then picks up and runs, I'll bet you the carburetor jets are too big. That's usually the first thing we look at, and probably 90% of the time, that's the problem. Street cars have a extremely different application than a race motor. You got to remember, a race motor, especially a drag motor, the butterflies are either closed or the WFO. They don't have a mid-range. They don't care. You know, you're not accelerating off of a turn or anything else. A street car spends probably 98% of its life under 3,000 RPMs. Yeah, you may house it every now and then. You may go out and race it every now and then. But most of its life, the butterflies probably aren't open 200,000s, 300,000s. So two totally different worlds. That's the reason why you see a lot of carburetors that are running small primaries and then bigger secondaries as far as the jetting, the vacuum secondaries. There's so many different combinations there. But most cars cannot stand a double pumper on the street. Once they open up, you don't have enough vacuum to take that extra fuel especially with these guys that are running the 50cc accelerator pumps. I mean, those things put a tremendous amount of fuel into the engine to begin with. So most of the time, if you're running those, you're actually going to go extremely rich even before it comes off of idle and starts accelerating. I've been around cars that you actually hurt your eyes and your nose to be around it because the daggum thing was so rich, it was just bellowing out smoke. And these guys are running, you know, racing fuel. There's no doubt about it, the way it smells. But the daggum thing is so rich, it's cost them a fortune to run it.
All right, Ernie, appreciate that. That's good information. Like you know, Ernie, give a call. Ask Ernie Tech Tip every Monday, man. Call in. They got a lot of people. I ask a whole lot of questions on that, Ernie. Ernie's pretty sharp. He give a guy a lot of knowledge. So, hey, for guys out there that might not want to push one button, ask Ernie Tech Tip on here. Might have a question about anything about your narcissist. And tune in on Monday, man. Ask Ernie Tech Tip. Ernie, why don't you give him the number? You know, a lot of participation going on that show, guys, so take advantage of it. Why don't you
get
our number, Ernie?
Well, our number is, like I say, CompuCar is 1-800-648-7687. On Monday nights at 6 o'clock, it's Blog Talk Radio, Ask Ernie Tech, or you can go to the Atomic Dog Show, and it'll also show you the way to us, or to Willie Dog Show. We'll also have us as a direction to get to us. But we try to bring in an expert in the field so that if you've got questions, you can ask the man that builds it or those people that work on it and know what's going on. We're working on hoping to get a chassis guy on next Monday night. So if you're having chassis problems, you'll be able to ask somebody. So okay, if you got any questions, give us a call. And Tracy, here again, thank you for letting us on. And it's a little late, but I want to thank all the veterans for what they've done for this country and appreciate their service. You know, some didn't make it back. Some came back and are injured. And just want to thank them and hope everything goes good for them.
All right, Ernie, we appreciate that. We always want to take a hats off, man, for all the veterans for what they do for this country, man. It's a great job. Hey, what would it be like without them people? So, hey, I follow that, man. Hey, thank you enough, veterans. Hey, thank you. Okay, Ernie, I don't see any hands up for you. I guess they probably called in on the Ask Ernie Tech Tip. So, you know, you can stand around and we'll come up and see what we got on some of these upcoming events. But we appreciate what you do, and we thank you for what you're doing for the Tommy Dahl showing off racing shootout and farming them large ball. Each one of our shootout classes. Thanks.
Okay, Tracy. Well, y'all have a good evening.
Okay. All right. I guess we're going to go to the line, push the one button. If you had a race that you got an upcoming event coming up, we want to make sure we get everybody that, you know, got an upcoming event or had a race. Hey, one thing I want to say just before we get to that, man. Hey, man, I just want to thank the Lord, you know, for guys wrecked this weekend. I heard it was pretty bad down in Houston involving Hillbilly. Man, Hillbilly doing all right, man. We just, hey, man, want to say thanks, man. You know, hey, the chassis did his thing, man. You know, God did his thing. Looking over Hillbilly, because it looked like it was a pretty hard crash. And any other races that was involved in a bad accident out there, man, it walked away. Hey, guys, you never know when things mix happen. But, you know, we're going to keep people in our prayers when things like this happen. And, man, just remember, safety first, man, and he'll be glad to see you all right. Okay, with that said, upcoming events. Sharon, let's go to upcoming events and see what we have out there, see what folks got to say. Before we get, will you please give Matt Jones a call? He's trying to get in. Matt Jones is trying to get in, so let's try to give him a call. We're going to go to upcoming events. Are you there? Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me? It's Gene.
Gene, yeah, you go ahead, Gene.
Hey, what's going on, man? You doing all right?
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, man. Just about to start a fire, get ready for this cold weather coming in.
I heard that.
But, hey, you know, I just wanted to, you know, tell you thanks for what you and Sharon do. You know, you do a lot for the grudge game and, you know, Dedication every week in and week out, you know, it's appreciated, especially from my end. But I just want to talk a little bit about the race we got coming up this weekend, this Saturday the 16th. You know, Hyde's locked in with Birdman. We got Tree Man. I think he's either supposed to race Hyde or Jekyll. I don't know which one. I guess he's going to pick who he wants to race when he gets down here. We got Flip running Garcia, King B, Lil Tory, Texas Beast against Tony Thorne in that Green Nova. Gates open at noon, lanes open at 4. You know, we're going to be giving away free beer, free barbecue while it lasts. We're giving away a free iPad, phone, free phones, free flat screen TV, 2 season passes for 2014. And we got 97.9 The Beat's going to be out there broadcasting live for a little while. Plus, we got that 3,000 to win back half shootout. It's 3,000 to win, 500 runner up, no entry fee, all run field, guaranteed payout. You know, single turbos only, 5-inch motors are the max. Nothing bigger than a 5-inch motor. So we're gonna try to make it happen. You know, last race of the year at North Star. So we're just gonna try to tell the fans, you know, thank you for all you've done. Try to give away some stuff and just let them come out and have a good time. Bring a coat. It's going to be a little chilly, but it'll be all right. We're going to race is what we're going to do.
Yeah, that sounds like going to be a good race, man. Sounds like going to be a good race this weekend, you know. So, everybody in the area, man, you ain't got nothing going on. Make it out there, man, and support people, man. People, you know, it's what we do is try to support each other best we can when we can. So, hey, come on out. It'll be a good event. I know you mentioned about Tree Man. Tree Man, you're usually on the line. So, hey, he might want to have something to say, let the fans know if he's going to actually do this deal or not. So, thank you, fans, something to look forward to. Matt Jones was calling me about getting on here. You know, he was dealing with about getting on here. We don't have Matt on here week in, week out. So, if Matt Jones on here, I'm quite sure Matt didn't come on here just to be an ear. That product came on here where he had something to say. So, Sharon, I know you just got Matt on the phone. And, Matt, if you want to say something, the way you were trying to get in, you might work on push the one button and you got something to say to the people. When you come on here, you come on here to talk. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, I just was calling to listen.
You what?
He said he was just calling to listen.
Matt Jones.
I know you, Matt Jones, and you're not shy one bit. So this show come on every week. And every time Matt Jones come on the show, Matt Jones don't come on just to listen.
Hey, well, the deal is we're already locked in, so I don't have to talk any shit. We got the Birdman lined up. We got Tree Man lined up with a race with the Jekyll or the Hyde. We got the Beast lined up for the race in December over in Florida with both cars, Jekyll and Hyde. And we don't shy away from races. We know the racing season's getting ready to come to an end, and anybody that's out there with a back half car that wants to try us on, we're ready to do it.
Well, Matt, y'all say y'all locking in with Pro Mar Car. You know, y'all jumping on Pro Mar Car now. Y'all big, and what's the deal?
No, we wanted to try Tree Man when we were in Dallas Raceway a while back, and you know, don't want to say that we're trying to jump on somebody when they're having troubles, but that'll probably be our only chance to beat the Tree Man. But we're not scared. You know, we come to race, and he's one of the only guys out there that's giving action to us, so we'll race him.
Well, that's good, man, and good luck to you. I know y'all going to do y'all thing. Y'all been doing y'all thing all year, and we're going to be talking about some of this racing later on and what people are doing when it comes to the end of the year and people bringing action. So, hey, good luck to y'all this weekend, man, and, you know, see what happens.
Hey, Gene, if it can't happen on Saturday, how about Sunday?
We're going to get it on. You know that. It don't matter. We're going to race. If it don't happen Saturday, it's happening Sunday. You know that. I'll drive the track till 2 o'clock in the morning if we got to race in the middle of the night. You know that.
Well, you know what we're saying is everybody needs to know that. The fans need to know that. The racers that are coming need to know that. So,
It's going to happen whether it's on Saturday or Sunday. It don't matter. It's going to happen.
Okay. That's what we like to hear. We don't want Mother Nature deciding whether we get the race or not. Father Gene over at North Star Dragway. But anyway, that was it. I was just calling in to see what was going on in the racing world tonight.
I don't need
to take up too much time talking noise.
Hang on, somebody might want to say something to you. You never know, man. Once this thing gets started, somebody might want to say something to you. So just hang around. We're going to go do the next call. We've got something to talk about an upcoming event or possibly a locked-in race. Sharon, let's go to the line. Who we got?
I think we have somebody. It's not an upcoming event. I think it's a past event that they want to say something about. Doobie, your mic is open, and you're on your own.
Who is that? What's happening? You heard what I said?
Oh, it's all right, man. How's it going?
All right. You heard what I said, though, huh?
What'd you say?
I said, who that?
Who that, huh? I hear you. What's on your mind?
Had all your fans down here this weekend. I couldn't get them to say nothing after the game. It was talking all the trash.
Who was that?
Dallas was playing New Orleans this weekend.
Doobie, y'all did y'all thing. Ain't nothing to do, man. You know, just Cowboys guys just keep on trying. You know, they came down there and y'all guess y'all did what y'all had to do. So, you got too much to say about that. At least I don't.
All right, I just had to come on here and make some fun. You know that, Tracy.
Ain't nothing wrong with you, man.
I told you that.
All right, Doobie. All right, what you doing, man? You trying to make it down here before the year's over? What you got going?
I'm trying to get ready for the 23rd.
All right. We'll see you there.
I'll be there.
Okay.
All right. I'm going on mute because I got some noise in the background.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Sean, what we got next?
Batman, your mic is open.
You got my mic open?
Yes, Batman.
What up,
I have
Batman?
My mic open.
Yeah, okay. What's up, Tracy?
Not much, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you too much, girl. I know you say no, you too much. Only that long. But anyway, hey, man, look here, man. It's going to be on and popping on the 16th. I'm going to give these fans what they need to really hear. You know what I'm saying? I know Gene pretty modest on what he say, but I'm going to tell you what it is, man. It's jumping down on the 16th down here at North Star. Like he said, he got Jelka versus, hold on one second. Yeah.
Don't be reading that paper, Batman.
No, and you know what? You ain't never seen me with no paper in my hand to do anything. You can believe that. I just had to sneeze, that's all. But anyway, like I said, it's on these next 2 weekends going to be on, man. Like I said, the 16th at North Star, like I said, you got Birdman versus Jekyll. You got Tree Man, you know, versus both of either Jekyll or Hyde. Then, like you said, you got the return of Little Torian Batman. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all know what time it is, man. One of the most curious cars around here, man. It used to be. It's coming back, man. We want to run King Feet, man. They done wired my boy back up, so he's back in the saddle again. And also, like I said, you got Flip and Ray is getting it on, man. A lot of good girls out there in races, man. And then on top of that, on the 23rd down in Houston, everybody is going down there to check out Alley Cat Races on the 23rd just as well. But the guys who lost here on the 16th got action on the 23rd at HMP at Alley Cat's race. That's going to be on, too. So you guys talking about y'all don't want to race or y'all ain't got no races? Man, that's 2 good weekends of racing, man. You can't say that you ain't got no racing or it ain't no racing going on, because those are going to be the 2 happenings events around here in Texas. That's what we do in Texas. I'm done.
Now, don't forget, we're going to close the year after December the 7th, so don't let it matter. Everybody want to get there before Christmas. We're going to do the last thing December the 7th.
You know what, Tracy? I forgot. You sure right. You're going to do it December the 7th. And guess what, Tracy? Your car going to be ready then? Are you going to be ready to race? Because somebody want to race you, man. They've been tricking you out, man.
Who want to race?
Hey, listen, man. These guys... You got automatic pro mile car. They're trying to get at you, man. They run automatic pro mile. I'm gonna call you and tell you who it is. I ain't gonna put you on blast like that, cause I know you're gonna tell me now. But I'm gonna let you decide for yourself if you want to run it, man. They've been trying to get at you, man. They called me yesterday, man.
You tell them come on, Dan. I got a shootout for all big time cars. Welcome.
No. They don't want you no shootout. They want you. They just want you by yourself. They don't want no shootout.
Batman.
I'm just explaining to you what they told me, man.
I understand that, and we probably going to make something happen. I'm just letting know that big time. We got a shootout also going on for big time, but we can close the year. So we're going to let it do what it do. So I'm just putting it out there.
I told them, dude, that you would probably run them. You know what I'm saying? But and they made a bet and told me that you would. I might lose my bet again. I hope not.
Hey, Batman. You know Tracy talk with Tracy. You know that. So I don't even know why you don't have to pick that thing, man. I don't know. Call him.
Well, Tracy, listen, man. These guys on 33-10-5, man. They don't want nothing but
hey, Batman, I ain't had no side tie going on. We're going to make something happen. There it is.
But that's what I want to hear. That's a trace I used to know right there. I don't know about this new trace, but that trace right there just said that, that's a trace I used to know.
Man, we're going to try to get in what we fit in and do what we do. I tell you what, if my money was longer than it used to be, you wouldn't have to worry about calling me. I'd call you.
They ain't trying to run for a whole lot, Trace. They say they want to see you get up there and run, man. They ain't got me for a whole lot.
Trust me, we gonna make something happen.
They told me for sure they gonna beat up with that car. They gonna come directly with you. They say y'all can run for 500,000. They gonna see you on race, so they say you ain't race.
Goddamn, you beating the dead horn. I said we definitely gonna make something happen.
All right, man. We let you know, man. I'm gonna call you next to you. All right.
Hey, Tracy. What are you going to call them? That man's trying to get you to run somebody. Why he ain't trying to run himself?
Hey, Doobie,
I tell you what.
I'm listening.
I tell you what. Check this out, man. I just told you we bringing back the 69. Now, I'm going to tell you, either one of them cars is going to be down. You're going to be willing to run either one of them, right?
How long have I been trying to get you back, man?
I'm just asking you a question.
I'm
just asking you a question.
I'm going to be there.
But don't you run in the bushes.
Don't you run in the bushes and lay down.
No. Listen, I just...
Don't you run in the bushes and lay down.
Listen, I'm not doing that. What I'm just trying to tell you, either one of them cars or both of them cars going to be down there, man. Are you willing to run either one of them? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what did I just tell you?
Okay.
Don't you run in the bushes and lay down. Okay.
That's all I need to know.
I'm going on mute.
All right, Sharon. What we got next?
Tracy, I have another hand up for an upcoming event, but I have a question for Gene. This question, somebody texted me this question. They want to know, on Saturday, the gates open at 12 and shows that the racing is supposed to start at 4. If there's a possibility that the racing may start a little bit earlier than that due to the weather.
We're just going to play it by ear. I don't see it start earlier than that, but we're just going to play it by ear. I mean, if rain comes in, you know me. I mean, I'll let it pass over. It takes me a good 2.5 hours to dry the track, and we'll get back after. So, unless, you know, they're calling for like a 30% chance of rain. That means if there's a rain, it's just going to be a shower that passes over, and we'll dry the track and go on. So.
Okay, great. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yo, this is Alley Cat. Just want to let everybody know about the race November 23rd.
It has turned out to be one of the great in a super race. We have quite a few, man. We probably got about 10 or 12 locked-in races already. We got the Dallas versus Houston is coming to the city. Dallas is planning on trying to knock our heads off. They always try. I don't know if they ever succeed, but we have to go back to the old school, the old days, the way all this really started. Dallas is coming to town. We got your man, Tree Man, is locked in. Tree Man is going to be a busy man that day. He's also trying to lock in with somebody else. I just can't say right now, but y'all are going to be shocked at who he's fit to try to run. This is a real fire burner. Get there early. Do not miss this race. We're going to start early. So if the fans, if you get there at 7, 8 o'clock, it's going to be a lot you're going to miss because we got to start early because we don't know what the weather's going to do. It might turn too cold later on that night, and the dew might start falling. So the gates open at 2 o'clock. Get there and be on time. And I'm giving away some gift cards. I'm giving away three Thanksgiving dinners. There's a lot going on that day, so be on time. Do not miss it. I love y'all. Y'all have a great evening. If anybody want to lock in, I'm still on this phone. I'm not scared, and I'm looking for that Texas Beast. Because he called us out about 2 weeks ago, so I'm looking for him. Anybody see him, let me know. Holla, I'll be laying in the bushes.
You called him out. I think he's on here, Ted. I think I've seen the Texas Beast on here. So if he want to talk, I guess he'll push the one. I ain't see his hand come up, but I know he's out here.
10-4, I'm easy to find.
Okay, Sharon, we got another hand?
Yeah, you've got a couple more hands up. Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, Tommy?
What's going on, Bushnell?
What's going on, Ms. Sharon?
Hey, Bushnell, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, Tommy, I'm looking for some action at all three of the races, man. Start with Gene Race, man. I told you about a month ago, Gruner's going on an any-year run, man. So I'm looking for some action at all three of them events, man. Make something happen for me, man.
I'll make something happen for you. Bushnell came on and said he's trying to lock in three races for the three races remaining this year. So if anybody want to run it for any one of these races, that's Bushnell, the Grudge. Push the one button. Come on, man. Hey, we're running to the end of the year, man. Come on, try to do your thing. So, hey, guys stepping up trying to make action. So Bushnell say he's ready. So we'll see what we get. Bushnell, see if anybody's going to push the one button before the show is over. And come on, just hang around. So we'll try to make something happen.
I'm gonna get to that track Saturday. I might do some scouting. I might take a little action. One of them back ass cars. One of them back ass cars. Give me the break out there too. So I'm looking for one of them back ass cars too. I'm trying to do something. I'm going on any year run, man. I'm out.
All right, man. Just hang by. You heard it from Bushnell himself. Good. Okay, Cheryl. We got next.
281-2579, your mic is open. 281-2579, your mic is open. Okay, I don't think they're paying attention, Tracy. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, I want to find out how Batman going to slip and go to studying and forget who he got coming to race. I mean, like Tracy said, he probably had to dig that list up. But anyway...
Now, I said, hey, now you know I ain't forgot that, man. I just told you that I had to sneeze, man. I don't need paper, man. I do this automatically, baby.
No, I'm going to say, you know, hey, you know, Dallas crew, that whole Dallas crew, I mean, I ain't going to slip in a lie. I mean, it was hard for them to convince me to come down there because I was not coming. I mean, everybody know, you know, shit, got a little old ghosts in my car running around the car right now, but I mean they made it hard. I mean they made everything right for me to come down there, and then they also returned the favor, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you gotta get your hats off to a crew that, you know, hey, really just want to race, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely stepping up on a race, man. And they've been some guys that have been stepping up all year, man. You know, Jeff and Matt and them been doing their thing all over the country, man. They definitely trying to make action. Hey, where they go, they looking for a race. Will be a good thing. You know, I know they're going to Florida. They say they're locked in Florida, so, you know, I know they're going to be doing some testing. So, hey, maybe they can come back see some of the stuff come out and try to do some testing on other big side cars, that little money they're putting up before they go to Florida. Yeah. We got to do. I know they're going to be wanting to test, so we got a little free money. Yeah, if they want to jump in there and just test for a little free money. We know they're big time boys, but they're testing the test. Sometimes you can test and still win money, you know?
Yeah, right. I'm gonna try to get in on that old, when they run that obese car, man. I mean, I can't stand that obese crew with passion, man. So, shit, I'm sure enough to try to get me some pennies together, go with them on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I heard that. All right, man. Well, good luck to you this weekend, man. You're going down there to do your thing. So, good luck to you, man. Hey, y'all go down there and have a good time and do what you do, bro.
Hey.
I'm going to see you down there Saturday. It's Bush now, man.
Yeah. You know it.
10-4.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Sherry, you got another hand? We'll talk about tonight's topic.
Nightmare, your mic is open. Nightmare Quiff, your mic is open.
Hello.
What's up, Nightmare?
Go ahead, we can hear you.
Quiff, what's that? Quiff, we can't hear him. He must have dropped it.
Okay, you got one hand up.
Go ahead.
83.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
837-7333. Your mic is open.
Hey,
please enter your passcode, then press pound.
Hey, what's going on? Somebody need to put their phone on mute. Go
okay, ahead. That was Nightmare's phone. 832-7733. You're open.
Hey, it's Finny. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, Finny? What's on your mind, man?
I don't know. I was just wondering, Matt Jones, you still out there?
Matt just dropped off. I can try to get him back if you want him.
Bring his little Weasley ass back on here.
Yeah, I just want him on there. Make Matt Jones run hot. You know, Matt Jones is a good shit talker, so make him run hot.
That's why I'm here. That's why I exist on Tuesday. Hey, well, who's Tree Man running? Do y'all ever decide who y'all running, Tree Man? Hyde or Jekyll?
Tree Man. Tree Man, you hear that, Tree Man? Tree Man. Looks like he might have paid off any hole when he's trying to get back. Yeah, I'm not sure old Tree Man running. I mean,
I didn't know if that as one of that Jekyll cars going to be there, you know?
Yeah. Well, Matt Jones, we're going to get him back on here, so just hold a second. He'll tell you. They kind of mentioned about both cars. Y'all going down there running for the Grudging, baddest fathead bill. They putting the Texas
guy. Little midget Marlboro, man, you better get ready to get your ass kicked. Kind of like I said before, you're going to have to smoke them Marlboros out of your little butt after I get done kicking it.
I hope you've got a hell of a tune-up in that car because I'm coming for that belt. I'm going to leave
you
in the tree just like I did in Houston, and the car's going to run good. I'm running over you, not with you, not beside you. I'll probably gap you.
I'll bet you on that one. You want to bet on that? I'll bet you on the tree and on the gap.
We'll bet on the tree. We'll bet on the tree and the gap. Just a little further
on the
way.
Tree and the gap.
I'll show you my time slip on the tree. We
$500
on
the tree and $500 on the gap.
I can't afford that. $200 on each.
$200 on each, that's a bet.
All right.
I'll take that in a cool $100 bill, too, sir.
However you want to pay it, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Who are y'all running the Tree Man with?
We're going to decide that on Friday.
Both cars.
You know that that Hyde car is slow, so we're going to try it. Like, we're going to run a pro mod with it. We got to make sure that we can get our fastest of the two on that night, depending on how the cars respond. I don't know. As long as nothing breaks, we're going to test it on Friday, so we'll know whether it's going to be one or the other. So.
Tree Man's giving you that option where y'all can just pick the fastest car and run him with it?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what we locked in, that we can, you know, not on the same day. Just on the, you know, on the day of the race, we will know and he will know which car we're racing. The night before, he'll know. But yes, he did. Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, we're stepping out of line to run a pro mod, so I mean, it's mm-hmm. nothing against him. He given us action, so don't say anything about that. He's given us action, and we're taking it. So
I'm just wondering what's up. I'm kind of wondering if the Jekyll car is going to be available to race after we drag your ass with the Hyde car.
You want to lock that in right now?
I don't know if we can lock it in right now.
Hey, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Hey, chicken butt, don't be letting your mouth override that little baby chicken ass.
Hey, I'm just finding out if you're going to be there or not.
Yeah, oh, it'll be there. Don't you worry about that. It will be on the property. But, hey, don't go stay in the name unless you're ready to lock it in.
Whatever.
Hey, bring your money and bring your friends because you're going to need both of them.
Get the tune-up in both of them is all I can tell you.
Same tune-up I had for your weak ass last time. And gaps you had to shoot out at about 500 feet.
Oh, all right. We'll see you this weekend then.
All right. Y'all need directions, just let me know.
We got it.
Just follow the taillights. That's what you're used to. Woo! Hey, we'll see you guys this weekend. I'm going to get something to eat.
Y'all have a good one.
Later.
All right, back. All right. Okay, I have somebody else trying to get online. So, Sharon, before you go trying to get them online, you got another call?
Those are the only hands up you have right now.
Okay, well, just say this. They got a couple of great races coming up this weekend and another great race coming the following weekend. And as you know, December 7th, Tommy Dog Drag Racing Showdown Breaking. Racing going to close the year out. Down there at Dallas Raceway, man, just trying to go out here with a bang, man, with these races at the end of the year, man. And hey, as you know, man, keep in mind, you know, it's going to be some awards given out towards the end of the year throughout the Brewers Racing World, so stay tuned for some of what's coming up and some of the nominees and see how you fit, see if you fit, see what we think about it. So, hey, man, just going to be a lot of things going on. Hey, with that said, man, going to lead off into a nice topic, man, just something to throw out there because getting to the end of the year. Who are some of the hottest, you know, guns in the Brewers game? And we got a lot of young guns out here, man. Got some people out here who's hot. Who are some of the hottest guys out here in the grudge working, man? And who are some of the people out here in the grudge game are scared? Who's scared of who? Somebody tell us why. Why are they scared? What's the deal? There's a lot of reasons sometimes people race, and a lot of reasons sometimes people don't race. But who are some of the hottest folks and hottest young guns out here in the grudge game right now that's making a name for themselves, man? And who are some of the racers that's scared to race? And if they all tell why. Hey, push one, man. Don't be shy, man. Let it fly. It don't make no difference. It's all about grudge. It's all about action. It's all about smack talk. You just got to have thick skin. We're going to do what we do. Good, bad, and ugly. It is what it is. So, hey, push the one, mud man, and tell people what you think about it. Okay, who are some of the people we got? I want to come on and make comments about that topic. Sharon, you have?
Yeah, hold on just a second. Okay, 832-4718, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tracy? This is Hater Shaker, baby.
What's up, Hater Shaker? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm all right, man. Man, I'm glad you brought the topic up, man. I brought my car out, man, you understand me, to do a little testing and tuning, you know. Hadn't nobody seen it in about 9 months, you know, her being in the hospital, you understand me. But, you know, I brought it out and everything. Why did I have run into old Nate, though? He come out there, laid under the car with a magnifying glass, crossed his legs, popped his hands up under his head, and he up there just dissecting up under the car. Tracy, that's fear to me. You understand me? I take that's fear. I don't let everybody look up under her dress like that. And I told him I was testing and tuning and I'm making love, and he was really interrupting me. You understand me? So I just want you to really elaborate on that a little bit. Please, Tracy, help your boy.
So what you saying, you ain't been out in 9 months, and you got a grudge car, and you didn't give a guy permission, but he crawled all up under your car?
got all up under the car, tracing with a flashlight on his forehead, crossed his legs, and propped his hands up under his head. And I thought he was going to give up now. That's the rest of it. I didn't know. You understand me? I said, man, you need to come on up out of there. You understand? It's time to go. You know, I mean, you're looking too damn hard, you know. So, I mean, if you're scared, call the law. You know, that's all I got to say, Tracy, you know.
So you saying Nate, I'll crawl back him up on your car and ran back in the bushes, so you put him on his head list. Is that what you're saying? I don't want to be wrong. It just sounds like that's what you're saying to me.
Yes, sir. He go. He go and the ghost, his brother. I want the whole damn family. He go and his brother. They can get in line. Whichever one they want runs first, making me no difference.
So you done made a call out to the Nate Dogg camp. So, hey, man, if anybody, I hate for a call out to come, the man don't get on here to defend himself. So if anybody know anybody from Nate Dogg camp or Nate himself, man, get him on the line. So, hey, the Shaker's coming out here, putting him on the scared list. Say, man, crawl all up on his car. Two sides every story, man. So I'd like to see if that man want to come on and defend himself. Because, hey, Nate Dogg is kind of kicking him up under the bus there.
Yeah.
Well, who you next, Christian? Nate? Who else you got on your mind?
Well, you know, it's a few things, Tracy. It's going to be some fun out there on the 23rd, man. I mean, you know, I mean, the track wasn't 100 like it should be on Sunday, you understand me? I mean, because they had such a marvelous thing going on Saturday. Well, they really didn't prep it 100 on Sunday. But, I mean, that's all right. We're going to shake that off. But all around, Tracy, I think it's going to be a lovely race, man, on the 23rd, man. It's going to be a lot of folks in line, man, to get blasted, you understand me?
Yeah, it'll be a good race, man. I'll be going down there. People trying to get it in for the end of the year, man. There'll be some good action going down there. That's what we need, man.
First, what kind of car is that?
Huh?
79 Camaro, sir. 79 Camaro, little old boo-boo. You know, ain't nothing to it. I found it in the garbage can, turned upside down, man, you know.
It's a big taco?
No, sir. Little old small, 10.5 inch slick. It ain't nothing major about it, man. You know, little small block. Ain't no four nothing, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared to spray anything over 150. So, I mean, it's all right, man, for what it is. You understand me?
150, that's a power shot, man.
Yeah, but who am I speaking with? I mean, you're asking a lot of questions, brother. You talk like you know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to see what you got, man. I don't be picking on folks, man. I mean, I'm just trying to see what you got. This Bush Nair.
Can you address yourself when you're talking to Mr. Shaker, please?
This Bush Nair, man. This Bush Nair, the Brewers.
Okay, well, how you doing, Mr. Bush Nair? I came over and spoke to you, sir. I mean, you didn't have much to say to me back then. I mean, I don't know why you don't get on the mic now. You want to say a lot. I mean, we just talking, brother. You understand? I mean, I personally know when I'm out of place.
I ain't never got a lot to say, man.
Okay. I feel you. But you didn't see the car, Bush, now Sunday?
Nah, I didn't check it out. I'm just trying to see what kind of car you got, man. I ain't never seen your car.
Yeah,
I ain't never.
It's a 79 Camaro. It's a 79. It's great. It's got a shake on the full scoop. You know, it ain't nothing to it. You understand? You ain't
somebody. All you got to do bring that car to track, man. You find somebody out there. Somebody be out there.
Oh, I'm out there. I'm always out there, Bush. Man. I'm always out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't nothing changing. Huh?
You find somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But see, if you recognize, I call names when it's time to call names, and I call the name I want to call. You feel me?
I heard you. Somebody needs to find Nate.
Thank you very much. Just shake some bushes. It ain't this season. I mean, it's this season, but he ain't hunting. So just shake some bushes. He'll come up out of there sooner or later. I want to go. I want the whole damn family. They go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some. I don't know Nate Dogg. Remember, I call Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg really ain't too shy for talking. If I had Nate Dogg, tell him somebody to take it to me. I call him and get him on there because you're making some strong statements against Nate Dogg saying it. I need him to come on here. Somebody
why
check the Nate Dogg. I'll give Nate Dogg a call.
One thing about hating Shaker, Tracy, whatever you say, he can back it up. You understand me? So it's all good. I'm just speaking about I don't like everybody looking up on her dress like that. You understand? You know, mind your business, you know. Yeah, I was making love and he interrupted me. I was testing and tuning and he interrupted me, Tracy. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man. Man, looking up on your dress like that, that's kind of disrespecting a little bit, so you want to kind of give him something going up on your dress, huh? heard that. I ain't got the number, so I like the address, and Nate's on there to show up at the track. So if somebody take the number, man, I try to get Nate on here and let Nate talk.
Sure. Somebody find Nate, man.
Just stand by, hey, shake and chair. We're going to go live to West. Got something to comment on about this topic, about who's hot in the Grudge game, who's a young gun, and who's scared of who in the Grudge racing. So push the one button and let's hear it.
It's not about the topic, but C-Town Tony, your mic is open.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, you doing all right. How you doing?
Well, first of all, I'd like to if Valley Cat's still on here, he wants to lock something in for December 7th race, we can do that.
Valley Cat is on here.
He's on
here. Alley Cat, somebody
calling
you. Come on mute. Alley Cat,
come out
with
bushes.
Come on mute.
And
hello.
Then.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on here, Alley Cat.
Yo, what's going on? Is it to the Texas Beast?
Yes, sir.
Are you coming to Houston on the 23rd?
No, man, I can't make it, but we can lock it in for December 7th.
I'll call you back in a few minutes. Let me see, because, you know, we were looking for how to do you on the 23rd and knock your head off right quick.
I understand. Another week.
We're going to probably still do that on the G7. Give me a few minutes. Let me make a phone call and make sure he's available.
Okay.
All right.
And is Batman still on here?
Yeah, he's on
here. That sorry MF-er called off, said everything about everybody on that damn flyer, and he didn't say shit about Texas Beats and Tony Thorne running. So if he wants to bring that ragged-ass Mustang out straight off the trailer, I won't turn any bottles on or nothing. I'll run them straight motor. At least maybe we can get him to race somebody.
Batman, push the one button.
And then, yep. If he wants to, I'll turn the shit on, and then I'll run Tori's ass car right after that.
Now
Batman,
spread
the wing.
Hold on.
Spread
Batman,
the wing.
They're
going fucking high.
Batman, you fast at the tunnel. Goddamn, come out them bushes, man. Shake your head out that tree. Batman, come off mute, man. Come off mute, Batman. We see you out here, man. That man came on here.
I see the light. I see the light outside.
Leave him on mute, man.
Batman can't be on mute, man. Batman, he everything, man. Batman. Goddamn, I know you're ducking and bobbing and weaving, but the man come hard at you, man. You come hard,
hey.
You say you're too cold. You better come on and defend yourself. You don't piss, you don't piss, cheeky,
hey,
I'm telling y'all.
We got to leave him alone. He's probably trying to borrow the money from somebody so he can come on here and say yes.
Damn, not Batman. Batman, dog, king, and racing, man. Batman, come on and defend yourself, man. We never heard a man come on here and mention Batman and you didn't jump up.
Yeah, man.
Come on, mute, man. The mute button ain't stuck. You mute stuck, that man.
Somebody go out to the bat house. Shake his ass out of the tree and let's go.
God damn. His mute button is stuck, man. Batman, check me, man. We'll try to get you home, Batman. He'll be back, Batman. He's out there. He'll be back. Just hang on, Tony, you come at him pretty hard, and he come on here saying he coming out with two cars.
He was talking shit Sunday at track, so we got to do something. The year's almost over. I would love to go to Houston, but I just can't do it. If they want to lock some stuff in up there on the 7th, I'll be more than glad to.
Yeah, well, it ain't never been this quiet when Batman's name been mentioned. So we definitely know he'll be back. He just He's trying to get his win out. We're trying to get his win. I think he knocked the air out of him. So just let him get it together. He'll be back. He's going to come back screaming when he come back now.
Yeah, just tell him to leave Robin alone. Let's go.
All right, just hang on, Sherry. Hang on, Tony. He'll be back. We're going to go to the next call and see what they got to say. You got anybody else you want to run? You know, come on here, call that two, and you and Attica, y'all still trying to work something out. Then you call that Batman with two calls. So if you don't say nothing, you got anybody else you got in mind?
Man, you know, last time I locked in four or five races, and I kind of screwed up and had to pay a little punk out money. So I learned my lesson from it. So, you know, hopefully Saturday the weather be good, and then, you know, we're going to go up there and do what we got to do without – I don't want to screw nothing up and, you know,
I just want to
see what happens Saturday, and then hopefully maybe that next week before your show can lock something else in.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see one of those guys come back and say something to you about it. We're going to go to
the race and all, so.
What is that?
They're going to race in All Stars. That's for sure, goddamn. Gene, goddamn, that rain can blow by. Y'all going to either race Sunday morning or Saturday, one of them other. Y'all will race at All Star.
I'm going to tell you real quick, if it gets too cold for me, I'll pack my shit and I'll go home. I don't like this cold weather. That's why I moved to Texas.
It's going to be real chilly up there, too.
Yeah, I don't like cold weather. So if it gets too cold, I'll leave and I'll wait till December 7th. The earlier the better.
It's about to be 70 degrees, 72 on Saturday. 70 to 72, somewhere around that.
We're going to try to make almost that stuff happen between 7 and 9.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Most of them races. That back half race, I'm going to try to start it about 4:30 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can make some stuff happen.
At 11:30.
Huh?
I'll
have somebody there about 10 o'clock, but, you know, you just got to tell people, you know, gates open at noon, but, you know, racing will start at 4 o'clock. You know, everybody will have about an hour heads up on what's fixing to take place. So, but at 4 o'clock, we will start racing something, whether it's the back half show or whatever.
Unreal. What's up, mate?
You know me, Bushnell. If it rains, I'll dry it out. We get the rain. Hey, I'll tell you this much. I won't let nobody go down my track if it's unsafe. I can promise you that.
I ain't seen too many people like you, and I've been around track since my brother days, man. I mean, it's tough when you're coming out of that, man.
Man, I just want to see some racing.
I know you do. You ain't got to tell me. You know, I know.
Should have said bat house.
Well, even if we got to finish up on Sunday, we'll have free barbecue and beer to drink.
We'll do that, too. Y'all going to race that North Star, man. Y'all going to race.
We're going to make it happen. Batman, where you at? Get out of the bushes.
Hey, man, like I told you, man, I'll be there.
Hey,
trust
me. Tony, there he is. There he is, Tony. There's Tony having it. Tony, there he is.
Batman.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Remember what we talked about Sunday at the track?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Motor of the Truth?
No, we're talking about your Mustang.
I said, well, you said Motor of the Truth, right?
What we talked about, your Mustang, and then what I said is, after that, if you want to run tourist car, I'll run tourist car.
Well, now, hold on. And as far as running tourist car, head up with you. Come on, man. You know that ain't going to happen. You know that. But like I told you, you want to run that Motor Juice tourist car, we're going to do that.
Not tourist car. I said the Mustang, what? Your car.
Oh, okay. Well, I know
don't,
that's
don't, hey, it was... All the C-Town guys are standing there. We ain't going to be backpedaling. We know what was said. Just be honest. If you want to do it, fine. If you don't, just say, you know, I'd rather pass. And we'll move on.
if my car be there. If it be there on the 16th. I'm not sure it's going to be there or not.
I got a 53-foot road. Do I need to come get it?
No, but that's the reason why I got back up the other 69. I told you that. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Right. I told you that. Now, if you want to get your ass up there, most juice tour cars, it'll be there because it's locked in with Team B, so you know it'll be there. Now, you want to try that?
This car to car or what we talked about?
Yeah, hands up, most juice, your car against his car.
Yeah, well, whatever, we can do that too.
You want to do that?
We'll do that. All right, well, that's all I got to say. I'll sit on here and listen the rest of the show.
Okay. All right, Sharon, you'll go to the next call. See what they got to say about what's on their mind.
Debo, your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, Debo?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm sitting here, man, doing some honeydews for my wife, man. I think I overheard somebody say something about King B supposed to be racing Taurus. Is that correct?
I think Matt brought that up.
Oh, okay, man. I've been waiting on this cat, three times, and I can't get that to happen, man. King B, if you're on the line, man, why don't you say something to me, man? You know, let me know if you're scared of Debo, man. Just say that, and I'll move on around or something, man, cause you got me waiting on you, and you calling out other folks, man. You shaking bushes. You ain't got no business shaking. So holler at your boy and let me know, man. Do I need to go and put my antifreeze in my car and set it up? Or you going to get at me, bro? That's all I got to say, man.
KB on that push the one button. KB on that push the one button. Somebody from the KB count.
Boy, that's what I like. I like corruption. I like corruption in the race game, in the grudge game. Corruption.
if anybody here, get a hold of D, man, Byron, I'm pretty sure you can get a hold to him, man. Tell him to give me a shout, man. Let me know what he's going to do, man, because I've been waiting on it, man. You know what I'm
saying? Hold on one thing.
Okay, just hang on that, Debo, chair, and go to the next call and see what they got on their mind. Yeah. Might be in a private room right now, so we just hold on.
No, I'm sorry, Tracy. Were you looking for me?
Yeah, go to the next caller.
Ricky, your mic is open.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Hey, Advocate.
Man, I done pushed one.
Yeah, Advocate on there.
Hey,
you hear me,
this Ricky.
I didn't put.
Hello. Yo, what's up? This Alley Cat.
What's going on, man? It's Ricky. You and Horace coming up here for December
7th? That's what we're working on right now.
Y'all trying to? Okay. If y'all do, let us know. We want to try to get somebody, man. We like to try to run y'all.
Is it Peanut?
It's Ricky, for sure enough, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yo, we're trying to lock in with, at the Texas Beach.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. I can almost guarantee he's going to be at that race, so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, so, but. Where's the Butler Boys at, Tracy?
Hey, Debo, y'all got me on?
They got me on.
Debo, I'm not high from you, fella. We can lock it in too on the 16th. I don't have no problem. Little Tory them called me talking that noise, so I locked it in with them. But I do not have no problem locking in with you. I would never run. I would never run all the village people by down. You hear me? I would be there. We can lock it in.
Yeah, you somebody gave you. I didn't say you were running, bro. I said I've been waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? We done been at the track three times. Supposed to been getting it on, and it didn't happen. I just asked, was you supposed to race that cat? And I've been waiting on you.
Okay, listen to me.
I'm listening.
Me and Lil Tory already got it locked in. We don't have no time limit. Do you want to put a time limit on yours, man? You can put. We can do it. We can do it. First thing,
boom.
We can do it. First thing, we can first thing.
And you know what?
5:30. Me and you, 5:30.
It don't matter. I ain't gonna give you no time because, like I told you one before, I work. But if I ain't got the word, bro, I'm gonna be there. I ain't gonna make no hold.
I will be in the lane. Me and you, Debo, we can lock it in for 5:30. Me and you.
Did you not just hear what I said, bro? I let you talk.
Right.
Now listen at me so we'll get understanding.
I just told you this.
This is my third time telling you. Bro, I do asphalt work. Now, when I get through, I cut off last week to come to the track, and you told your cuff and didn't even say bye. You didn't even wave at me. Okay, I let that make it. Okay, what I'm saying is, bro, if when I get off work, I'm going to do the same thing I did last Thursday. I'm going to shut my crew down, tell them I got a race with this partner of mine that want to get this out of the way. And we out. We're going to load our equipment up, and I'm heading to the track, bro. And that's just how I do that. You know what I'm saying? You talking
right,
about 5:30. I might not get there at 5:30, but when I get there, you got to see Debo, man.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Bro.
You don't have to see me because we're going to be there. I will be there.
Yeah, okay. That's my business. So that's all I want to know. But we ain't got to get in all the uproar and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep the silver with you, bro. I've just been waiting on you. Win, lose, or drop, I'm ready to get at you, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Try
some backhand cards.
I'm going to be at the track.
Okay, bro, I'll be there too.
Y'all got the big top backhand cards.
Huh?
Y'all got them big top backhand
cars? Yep.
I don't know what you call big top, bro. What's a big top?
Bigger than 10.5?
Yeah, I got 14.32s on my car. That's Debo.
That's a big top car. I want the loser, man. I try to lose with the brake.
Oh, there you go. Boy, that nigga, he's that knee. Then y'all get y'all hurt.
Oh, yeah, he's that
one. He's that one.
I want the loser, man. I want the loser. I take the break. This bridge now. I take the break.
Wait, hey, you can talk to my boy, man. See if he give you that break, bro. I don't give no break. The only break I'm going to give is at the end of the track.
I got in a streetcar, Debo. I'm just saying, you know.
Everybody out of that street. I think my street is a streetcar. You know what I'm saying?
I see a street car for real, Debo.
Only thing we know is drugs, man. All that street car and what kind of car it is. Don't nobody give a damn about no car.
Hey, man, y'all got a backhand big tie, man. I don't have backhand big tie. I want the loser, man. I don't have backhand big tie. That's why I holler my street car. I don't have backhand big tie. That's why I'm out of the
street car. Okay, you said you want the loser out of the race.
Why won't you just do it when I want it with me? Fuck it, King B. Just go and do it with me. And you ain't got to worry about the loser. What's the detail? You want to wait till the loser? Just lock it. Just go and do it with somebody.
Because I probably can't beat neither one of y'all. That's why I want the loser. I want some action.
Yeah, but you talking about a break. You're going to forget the break. And you can raise hand one. You can raise them all up. Forget the loser.
Against a big-time backhand call, of course. Against a big-time backhand call.
Is King B still on here?
We want to lock him. Yeah, he's still on there.
King B.
Hey.
Hey, this is C-Town Tony. You want to lock it in with Flip?
Yeah. Matter of fact.
Punk out money. Y'all want to lock it in at 5:30?
Bet. So me and Flip went back and forth. I locked it in with Flip. Well, get Flip on the line.
I'm on the line right now. What do you want to do? I'll take the bet. 250 on a 1,000 at 5:30 in the staging lane.
Yeah, King B. He can fastball.
Trust me. I got it. Whatever you want to do. You want to do more? We can do more. But it's went back and forth. Hey, your car broke. I appreciate it. We showed up. Everybody did their thing. He said you're a super nice guy, but let's race. Let's quit talking shit. 5:30, like you said, in the station lane.
250 on 1,000. It's a yes or no. Don't bullshit around. You want to do it?
I'm just saying, can the dude vouch for the man? Because,
he can vouch for him. Everybody know Tony. Tony's flipped right hand man, so he can vouch.
I will pay you my out of my own pocket if that man don't show up. 250 on 1,000. My word, good enough.
King B, this word good, baby boy. Trust me, you know I ain't gonna lie to you, man. This word good.
Bet. King B
locked in.
Yeah, King B and Flip at 5:30.
5:30.
Come on, boss.
Heads up. Let's get all these stiffs out of the way. What's next? Heads up, right down the tree. Pro tree. Your card, Flip's card. 5:30, 250 on 1,000.
All right.
And if anything happens, come to each other before 5:30, and we can work it out.
Good.
Fair?
That's right.
So it's locked in.
So, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Hey,
is that
it's the one
here?
And only.
Did he get okay?
Hey,
what are we doing?
Hey, Tony, I'm on.
Yeah, Tony, what's up?
Hey, this is the one and only Flipper looking for that bee. I need some more honey. You heard me?
Oh, I got something to do for you, man. You come over and say, man, one thing about when the man sticks his hand in that honey jar, man, them bees gonna sting. It's gonna sting. You hear me?
I'm just a big ass teddy bear. I can take a couple stings, but I'm still gonna get that honey. I'm just a big ass teddy bear. I'm gonna take it. So hey, let's go and lock that in. Hey, I need something to do early anyways. I ain't come out there to barbecue. Hell, Gene got free barbecue. Shit, I wanna do something at 5:30. That same race. Let's be in the lanes at 5:30. Hell, we'll give the people a hell of a show.
Hey, me and you miss each other, man. So we're going to finally going to get it on. I can't wait neither, man. Me and you going to
well, shit, let's
for the lane. Flip for the lane.
let's do it, shit. Let's lock it in right now. Let's dance on Saturday.
Man, we said the same bet on her 2 times in a row, man. Here it is, third time's a charm, man. We're going to get it on,
that's
man.
That's it.
I ain't bet we the King being Flip is getting it is we gonna finally get it on because I'm gonna be there.
Hey, yeah, just make it official. Just say you agree. 5:30 in the lanes. We flip the lanes. 250 lockout. 250 locked in on 1,000 or better, and that's it. And we can dance, baby. You ready or what?
Come on, man! I'm ready to dance, man.
I'm gonna count that as a lock in, and you can put that one on the board too. Flipping King B, 5:30 in the lane.
Hey, I'm looking for the Butler boys, man. What are
they?
They don't
have. We're trying to get them online. I didn't see his name on here, but we're trying to get him on here. See, I'm trying to get Butler Boy on here. Ricky been asking for him.
Hey, Attica. Tracy, tell Attica they my partner. We're looking for some action out of Houston.
I didn't hear you, Ricky. You broke up.
I say, tell Attica he my homeboy, but we're looking for some action out of Houston for December 7th. Think of a back half that we can get it on with for December 7th?
All right. Well, I know Attica's been coming on there for the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, beating on his chest about making some action with the back half, so, you know.
Well, then that's what we need to see then. Tell them we locked in. Just tell them we locked in. It don't even matter what they're talking about. We locked in with Attica for December 7th.
Attica, talk to the man, Attica. Come off mute. I guess he don't win for the push.
Hey, tell him if he don't come off mute, we automatically locked in. So he better come off that mute. If that locked in for December 7th, he don't come off mute.
Really?
Hello.
There you go.
Say, say hey, somebody looking for me.
Who is it, Butler
Boy?
Yeah, it's Butler.
Hey, man, it's Ricky again. What we going to do, man, December?
Ricky.
We're showing up. We talked last time. We couldn't really make it happen.
Which call?
All right, shit, which one you want to do?
Shit, you talking about, you might have three or four of them over there. You got to tell me which one you're talking about.
That's why I say which one you want to see. Just let me know. We'll try to make something right with whichever one you want to see.
Shit, hell, we can line up all of them. Shit, long as it's right. I know the purple and black car. I know the car that's color of mine that you were in Berryman with. I know them two cars.
Okay.
So just tell me which one you talking about.
What about that back half? You gonna give us a shake with the back half?
Oh man, I can't give y'all no shake. Y'all run turbo cars, man.
Lord have mercy. Here you go. That talk was 2 years ago. Nobody worry about turbo cars no more.
Y'all need to just get on side to that old thing, man.
Come on, man. Y'all chance if we back at it. Give us a move.
Yeah, but y'all got a bigger motor than mine. Shit, it make up the difference.
Nah, we can't talk like
you that. You can't substitute cubic inches.
No, we can't talk like that. Well, how about this then? You put your car on 10.5. What size tire you got on your car?
Yeah, I got a pair of Hoosiers on there.
What size are they?
Number 33-15.
Okay, you get on some 10.5s, and we'll do it side by side.
Man, I don't feel like going out through that again.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just trying to make something happen. We'll just live with the move. You keep your big tires on. Come on, man, that's a chance. You got a chance to call. We got a back half. Let's just go and get this over with. You know, we've been trying to do this.
You got big tires, man. Big motor, man. So I got one carburetor on my car. You have one carburetor on there. We'll do it. I'll put 10 tires on there.
Man, that stuff is played out. I know Greg Green got one carburetor.
Well, that's the same thing about tire size. That shit played out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a chance to call. What you want to do with the purple car then?
Shit, it don't matter. I tried. I tried both of them.
Okay, so how about this then? What were we talking? Tracy, can you remember what we agreed on last time with him?
Head up with peanut car. Head up with the blue and white car you run Birdman with. That what the deal was last time.
No, it wasn't, man. Come on now.
Yes, it was.
You're supposed to give us a move with the back half, and then we're gonna talk head.
No, man, shit, boy. If I could give you the move with the back half, I'd be out there trying to run the Beast, Bird Man, the Tree Man, and everybody
else.
What time is it?
Are you gonna be up here December 7th?
We'll be up there December 7th.
I don't want to tie up the show, man, because I got a feeling that once you get to the track, you're going to
Well, man, we can do
race.
That. We can do that this Saturday. We ain't got to wait all the way to December. Shit, I give out Christmas celebration.
Well, we would do it on that weekend, but we thinking Galen might have something tied up, you know, with a Pro Mod race. So we don't really want to lock in nothing for this race here this weekend. So December 7th.
Oh, so you saying y'all can't do nothing this weekend?
We might not. I don't want to lock nothing up for sure because, I mean, you know. We got work, and he might have some tied up, you know, something to do, too, so. Don't act like you're anxious to run us this weekend, because you know that ain't the truth. You want to do something on this weekend, we can do it.
Man, I would come up there this Saturday and crack y'all ass, brother.
Hold on. Since you know now we say we weren't coming out this weekend, you going to give us a move with the back half or what, man?
No. You called me, so I'm just telling you when I'm ready.
Man, we already went fed the homeless. Quit begging.
Who was that?
That's some lions and tigers over here. They just ready to go down on anybody. They've been in the cage too long.
They've been in the cage too long. So you say. Well, what you want to lock up with the black and purple call in for December 7th?
Man, I want to do it this Saturday. I don't know what I'm gonna be doing December 7th. I'm gonna try to make it.
You just gonna be up here? You just say you're gonna be up here, man. Oh, come on, now you do this every time we talk.
I'm trying to blow up between here and December 7th, man. I told you I'm trying to go down on people's ass before Christmas. Every day, every weekend.
Hold on, man. There you go. We just told you we weren't gonna be able to make that right now. All of a sudden, you tough and rough.
We'll talk about that during on the talk show. That Tuesday before the 7th. Then we'll lock it in because I want to make sure
I
get all
lock
fresh.
It in now.
No, we'll lock it in then, bro. I'm trying to grudge raise. I ain't trying to goddamn wait on another month.
Every time,
You know what? How many times we've had this conversation, man? We've been trying to run y'all for the
month.
I talked to y'all twice in Houston. I talked to you in Denton. I talked to you on the phone.
Y'all was having problems. For both calls
No, we wasn't, man. Come on now. We was out there around
five. Y'all was there in problem. Shit, y'all didn't want to see none of that blue flame.
Can we lock it up for December 7th, man? Mr. Butler?
The Tuesday before the 7th, man, we'll lock it in.
Okay, so right now we have a tentative lock in. We ain't locked nothing in, but we talking about running the black
car. That's right. If I got all pressure on the 7th, the week before the 7th, on the Tuesday show, we're gonna lock something in.
I second that.
Okay, with the black and purple car, head up.
Black and purple car
with the big wing, with the big Batman wing, with
Pro Mod. Yeah, that Pro Mod over there.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever y'all want to call it, just call it on. Just call it on your ass. Hold on. Y'all call it all kind of stuff right now. Just call it on your ass come December 7th. Y'all ain't too scared.
So we grudge racing down here in Houston. We might don't race
enough.
Y'all
ain't doing nothing. Yeah, man, y'all ain't doing nothing.
You know what I'm saying? We might not race enough because people ain't calling us.
Our track ain't open enough. We need more track time.
Well, hey, I don't want to lock up. I don't want to tie up the lines, man. Just come. We just got to trace it right now. We got a tentative. Ain't nothing locked in. We got a tentative. If they ain't too scared,
hey,
come the week before December 7th, and they going to race. All right?
Hey, Trace.
This guy, the cat.
What's up?
How y'all looking on the 23rd?
No.
How y'all looking on the 23rd?
You be there now.
No, I'm talking about Ricky. With that back ass car.
23rd, what's that?
November 23rd.
Yeah, y'all come on down there, cat race. Let me smash y'all ass. Let me smash y'all ass down here on the 23rd.
Man, be quiet. We ain't, you know what? What you saying, Alicat? Butler be tripping, man. He trying to handle me rough, man. What you saying, Mr. Alicat?
No, man, I ain't trying to handle you rough, man.
He can run three times.
I have a cushy. I ain't saying nothing bad. All we doing is talking. All we doing is bringing a little action to the grill show, man.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead. What you saying now, Alicat, about your race?
Okay, you're looking for a back half car on the 23rd. Do y'all want to race on the 23rd?
We might try that. We just got to see, man. We've been both working. This time of year is hard, real hard.
Are you calling sick?
I'm thinking about it. I might. But you know what, though? We got to drive. The good thing is we might just send it down there. You know, we could do that. But we just got to let you know, though.
When you
gonna
let me know?
Okay, you know, you call me. Just call me. In a couple of days, you know, you call me anyway. We talk anyway, so just
okay.
Let me know. You just let me
all
know.
Right, Tracy.
What are you?
Is your car running?
Last time I looked at it.
Turn the gas off. I run you head up.
Oh, Alec, God damn, man! There you go again.
Tracy, do you think Brother Boys will run you?
Say what?
You think, can you, if you're going to take your car down there, because I don't know if we can make it, can you get on Bubba with his chassis car, your chassis car?
Brother boy.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of them for me?
I asked that
last week.
He ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
You will? Okay, cool. Appreciate it. Is that what team members do? If we can't make it, Tracy, he close to, he'll get on y'all ass for it.
Tracy ain't gonna do nothing.
Who said that?
He didn't say he'd take it. That guy ain't talking about nothing.
Shit, I'm ready to lock in.
Try
Attica.
Attica.
What?
Man just
told
you with his
Attica car,
and you didn't answer.
I answered the man. I said, what they doing on the 23rd? He said he going to get back to me.
Yeah, but he also asked you what's going on.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah, hold on. You also asked you going to get back to him with the 7-2, and you never came back and asked.
Okay, hold on. We can scratch all that shit. What you want to do with your car? I just told you.
Watch this. You got the 1-1.
Sound like nothing what I just said.
Well, but guess what? You said what you said, and I said what I said.
What's the 1-1, man? I tell you what.
With your car.
Would you want to head up?
Hey. You came on here, now you're changing cars. I said with your car.
Yeah.
Trace, how about this? Trace, are you for sure going to be able to make it down there to Houston?
Yeah.
Haven't I made it down there to Houston all year?
Hold on. Let everybody know what you come for. You come to Houston and jack your car up and crank it up and let everybody hear it and load it back up and take your ass home. Now, that's what you do. You don't come down here and grudge race.
Hey, watch it. You got yours. I come to Houston and you got 1-1 with your car.
Which 1-1, brother? When have you grudge race at HMP?
I run
right
on your ass on
a 23rd
with the 1-1 with your car.
Turn the gas off. I don't need no 1-1. I'll run your ass head up. You turn the gas off. I go down on your ass and blow your ass whole lot.
You want to do not run your damn mouth.
I ain't running my mouth. I got money in my mouth, and always remember that.
Remember that. Get your ass up now. You got the 1-1. Attica with your black Camaro, you got the 1-1.
How about put this in there? I don't want the 1-1. You ain't going one. I like to be in my
shit.
I run your ass head up. You turn the gas up, I run your ass head up.
I just gave you my answer.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
I'll
make you back out
for
me. A back tie is only a half a damn car, cuz. It's a back half car that I don't own. I'll run you head up.
Attica, you got a back half. I'm giving you the 1-1.
I don't want it.
Okay,
let's move on.
I don't want it.
Butter take the 1-1. Just get 1-1.
Hey, why? Butter boy, I'm running butter boy too.
You get butter the 1-1.
I give all the boys a back down there.
Okay,
God,
hold
damn,
on.
No, hold
on, hold on.
Man, you
hold on,
Tracy.
Hold on, Tracy. Hold on, Tracy.
Hold on,
Tracy.
Hold on,
Tracy.
Hold on.
So if you go, if you come out there to run a brother boy.
I give the brother boy the back down out of cash because you run your man, you got one and one network.
You just say you're going to get a brother ball the same thing.
Now, I didn't say that. You ain't listening. So you run your mouth, you don't hear.
Man.
Hey,
yes, sir.
This is Ricky. So you go down there, you do whatever you do with the brother boy, because I don't know for sure if we can make it or not. What they going to bring up here for us to kick their ass in come December 7th?
I'm going to lock in Ricky. I'm going to lock in both races.
Okay. Just make sure you save us some but before they get up here on the 7th.
Yeah.
Don't hog it all now, Tracy.
Hopefully you get both. Oh, 1-1, though.
Hey,
you
know what he got. You might not believe I give it to the bullet boy, but I get what? I give it to you. That's black America you got.
Hey, man. You wasted my time.
You
I'm
you
done with
come
it.
On here calling my name.
I'm done with it, dog.
Huh?
I'm done with it.
Okay, all right. All right.
Brother, you going to take the back tie?
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I said, y'all going to take that back tie?
From Tracy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to take it.
Okay, can we get that same match? Hold on,
look,
since
you're going to
take
that.
I told him turn the race, man.
Brother boy. We're going to lock that in. I'm going to give y'all the back tie. We're going to do it on the 23rd, and we're going to do it on the 7th.
You going to give me, so you saying you give me the back tie twice?
Why?
I'm
going to
give
you
the back tie twice. Shit, I'm going to take
that,
man.
I bet $100 you ain't going to do that.
$100 you won't take the money and one.
I just asked Rick and them what they doing on the 23rd.
The man told you he came and offered to you on the 7th.
And I told him the same thing he told me. I have to get back with it.
We'll move on to the next call, Sharon. Sharon, next call.
Yeah,
you don't take some time from
Tracy. Tracy, let me add Butler though. So Butler, since Tracy didn't get you the handicap, can we get that same handicap with a back half car, man? Come on, be right. He giving you two back tires. Can we get that one up here on the 7 with our back half? Huh? Yeah. You're right, Sharon. Next caller. Let me shout y'all away.
Somebody call the paramedics or something.
Hey, Ricky.
Yo.
Would you like to bet $100 that Trace ain't going to do that race?
I'll take it.
Hey, man, I'm not talking to you, man. I'm talking to Ricky, y'all.
But guess what? I'm talking to you.
I just want to let you know what you're riding with. You might want to jump out the car, dog.
you take that 1-1, I bet you're going to jump in the goddamn car.
Hey, Alley Cat, the only reason, I'm going to tell you the truth, man, the only reason we can't lock up for the 23rd, and you probably know just like everybody else, we really hadn't been just doing a whole lot, you know, with a lot of working going on around here, man. And then, you know, I really don't know exactly what we're going to be having going on the 23rd. Usually we'd be on taking, you know, road trips and shit like that around that time. So I can't really just lock that down. But, I mean, really, I know you're going to be up here on the 7th, and I know, you know, y'all going to race us anyway. But I'm talking about Butler. You know, Butler, man, we've been chasing this dude for about 2 years to get a fair race, and he won't give it to us. He runs, hold on, this is what get me. He'll run slack. He'll run all these different types of people with that chassis car he got, but he won't run somebody that's almost just sitting down like him. That was crazy to me, man.
Hey, yeah, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I'm here.
Jermaine is on the phone. He said he'll do something with you on the 23rd.
Who, that Jermaine?
Yeah.
Jermaine know how to find me.
Oh, he's on the phone. Jermaine, push the 1 button. Push the 1 button, Jermaine. Jerry, look with Jermaine. Jermaine, push the 1 button.
I'm scared.
You see him, Sharon?
I don't see him yet.
He ain't gonna show. Rylan Bush.
Hey, Tracy, did you call your big brother on me or something?
No, he hollered at me, so I told him to push the 1 button. He said he's out there. Push the 1 button. I ain't calling nobody.
I know how you are. You'll go to Texas and call the people to fire the goddamn museum.
I know how you are. I already called you out and got him. You run to the bushes. I know.
We already talked. Be honest to you, me and Jermaine already talked. We live in the same city.
Hey, Addy, hold on. He's a break. Me and you already talked to Jermaine. Call me. He wants you. Jermaine, put your 1 button. Mind you. Hold on. He called him back. Hold on. Let me click over. Hit your brakes, Addy. Can't you fuck that motherfucker? Hold on.
Oh. Man.
Somebody stupid.
He took a man in and called his big brother on me. God damn, I can't believe this shit.
Had a cat, don't worry about it, bro.
Man, this shit got serious, huh?
It's been serious, bro.
Man, gonna call his big brother.
We gotta start calling Trace the Shakedown King. Hey, hold on.
Tracy, go ahead.
Hold on. Jermaine is keep calling my phone, Sharon. I'm going to text you the number. He said get on because he want to hire an Atticat. Hold on. I'm going to text it.
What about Tika scare ass?
You got to go through your Tracy for him.
For who? Tika's out there.
He's in the witness protection program.
Think about it.
Say, why y'all mess with Tinker, man?
It's the truth.
Trace, Advocate, you a trick, man.
Hey,
is Tinker's green car going to be out on the 23rd?
Nah, he sold it. They got another car, so watch it. Be careful with your ass, bro.
He ain't sold it yet. I'm
going to
try to Advocate, you came up here and whooped ass the last time you was up here anyway. Somebody got to get on y'all ass. Y'all came up here acting too damn bad last time.
Hey, let me tell you something, Ricky. When
y'all
we got
too much ass.
We got 3 cars, and 2 of them are not lined up. We're going to about the hole in Dallas' ass.
I'm trying to call him now, Tracy.
What
car
is it on?
He keeps calling
Alley
me.
Alley Cat.
Yeah, what's up?
Slow your roll, please. He's going to have to stop calling you so that he can answer me. So I'm calling him now. Maybe he'll keep his lines free. Now, Alley Cat, you can proceed.
Oh, okay. Some backhand calls, Alley Cat.
Yeah.
How does this?
We got old school and we got extreme backhand.
Extreme backhand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I understand.
Yeah. Let's see. And I ain't gonna be scared.
Hey, Batman, where the pinfall ball is at?
So y'all, you don't know when y'all gonna be finished lining them out yet? Or you say they all finished?
Probably at the end of the year. But
okay.
But we're not gonna ask nobody. We just gonna say pick
what's
a lane.
What's up, fam?
Yo, what's up,
hello?
Man?
What's up, man? What you gonna do?
I thought we already talked about all this already, man. I thought we already talked about
let's
all this.
Let's lock something in, though. Let's lock something
in. Oh, okay. You want to get on the show and do this?
Man, I've been asking. I ain't without all that old captain back and forth. We're gonna race.
Okay.
Hey,
who is
Rick?
Okay.
I guess I'll try Rick too.
Huh?
I'm on 29. Tell Rick.
Which one? This one?
Hello?
That's the one for the run, Debo. What's the name of Batman and them, huh?
Well, I don't know.
You say Rick?
That was the one.
Now, you say, well, you going to come up here December 7th?
What my manifest said?
I think we're crazy. They said they want to run us.
I called you earlier. You didn't have your phone. Who was Ricky, man?
This
who
him right here. This Ricky. We got a back here.
You the one going to run Tory and Debo?
Oh, no, that's King D.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's somebody else. I think he might be still on. Look. Trace, I'm going to mute my phone, man. When you get a chance, can you get with Butler and them and just see if you can make them make a fire rate? Because
me
and him can't
okay,
ever get that going.
Jermaine is on here. Jermaine is on right now. Jermaine.
Hello?
Jermaine.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jermaine,
Adcat's
on here.
Yeah, what's up? I was trying to see if you want to lock something in, man. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
They don't take me on mute.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Hold on, Sam. Get
don't
out
worry
of
about
me.
It, man. Don't worry about it, Tracy.
I was on mute, man.
There he is. He off mute.
Hey, Tracy, I'm scared of Jermaine, dog. I'm scared. Scared, man.
That's so crazy, boy.
What else you want from me now?
Well, you said enough. You don't want to race. We're going to leave that alone.
You leave it alone, baby.
All right, man. Well, it's running up on that hour, man. So, you know, like to get out here. I don't keep people too long, man. It's been a good show. A lot of races going down in the next few weeks, man. All I say, people, get out there and do what you're going to do. Make the races, man. Try to be safe. Try to have a good time. Let's try to take the year out with a bang. Everybody's trying to do their thing, man. What it's all about.
Say Rick and Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all just hit me, man. I had to switch over to the other line. Somebody just texted me and told me y'all was still calling me out or something. So we'll just get on the three-way. We'll just get on the three-way, man, and whatever we come up with, like I say, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll do something.
Batman.
Hello?
You got a lot of
noise here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
That's Batman?
Yeah, it's Batman. What's up?
Hey, what up, 10-4 boys? They say they're looking for me. It's the Bush, man. Bushnell.
I don't know, they probably be out there Saturday, man. I know they trying to get their car back tuned up or something, so they're probably out there Saturday.
Right? So they wanna do something, right?
I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm gonna be there.
Hey Crazy, where Tinker at?
He's out there somewhere. He didn't say nothing while ago. He's out there.
Yep. I won't lock them up with the 69 and the green Camaro.
Rock, your mic is open.
I ran out of gas, but add it to, you know, file it wherever it needs to go.
Okay, that might have been by accident. Okay, Tracy, those are the only hands you have.
Okay, man, we're running up on it now, man. We're a good show, man. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to let you go and do last calls. We can get
hey, hey, hold on, hold on. I'm here, man. Why you? What the hell is y'all doing? Hey, Sharon, you know, I got something to say.
Go ahead.
Hey, Alley man.
Cat, you've been talking, Alley Cat, you've been talking all night. You didn't get it out in the first hour that you were talking.
I apologize, but I just want to say I'd rather not for Atomic Dog to come because we don't have fake-ass people, fake races at HMP. So
why
the hell
are you showing up?
My toe is back.
Why the hell are you showing up? Why the hell are you going to show up?
Tracy, I would pay you not to come.
Why the hell are you going to show up?
Yeah,
well,
I'm
racing. Watch it, Gil. Watch it. I'm gonna bet you $100 out of your ass don't make it down there full power to the
330.
I'm gonna bet you $100 third pass you don't make it to the 330. Full power.
Bet that. Bet it. Is it locked?
Lock it.
Full power.
He
said
full power. He said full power, man. Hey, man, stop talking and bet. All that old mumbling and shit.
$100 first pass, you don't make it to the 330 power. $100
man.
Right?
To the 330, man. That's the halfway.
$100
bet. That's a lot.
Better not cross Huntsville come December 7th.
Alley Cat, final comment.
Yeah, Ricky, if you know like I know, y'all better sell that back half. But y'all have a wonderful night. Y'all be safe. We'll see y'all on the 23rd. Take care.
Gene, final comment.
Like I said, just want to thank y'all, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of people out Saturday. Come get you some free barbecue, free beer. Just have a good time. A fellowship with some good racers. Talk to you later.
On you, Tracy.
Hey, good show, man. A lot of action during these last few races of the year, man. Want everybody to go out, go support, do their thing, and be safe, man. All is about having a good time, man, trying to support these events. That's what it's about, man, trying to make action, man. So, hey, everybody do what you do. Till next time, man, somebody give me a call, give me a text, hit me up with a topic. You think it would be a good topic for the next week, we're going to continue to do what we do on these Grudge shows sponsored by Grudge, man. We're going to take this year out with a bang in the Grudge world. So, hey, props to everybody, man. Keep doing what you do. Till next Tuesday, good night, everybody.